All right, troops. Hello and welcome to That Mental Ginger Show with your host, Andrew Durning, a.k.a. The Mental Ginger. Well, my three faithful followers, we're running with all the entertainment industries, and I have the privilege and honour of introducing you to one of the runners of Doc Entertainment, Wanda Ryan. Thank you so much. After all our technical difficulties, we're finally getting to chat. It is a privilege, Wanda.
Thank you, Andrew. I feel the same exactly about yourself. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, very welcome. I'm amazed that you agreed to it. Well, I'm like, have you listened to this stuff yet and how bad this probably could go?
I have listened to some of your podcasts, and it was refreshingly positive. And I was really excited about today to join you. And you know, it takes for people like you who care enough and want to spotlight, you know, people who actually make a difference on so many levels with, you know, on so many different subjects. And we absolutely need people like you to do more and, you know, and educate others on certain subjects and just to, you know, engage with people that need to be engaged with.
I really appreciate those kind words. Thank you so much, Wanda. But enough about me. Let's talk about you. I always like to start the interviews about hearing the origin stories of the guest, because if there's one thing we've all got in common is that we have an origins. So Wanda, in your own time, please tell our lovely listeners your origin story.
My origin story. Oh my goodness. Okay, so I'm not going to open up the Pandora's box so much because we might be here for a few days. So
this means we can do a sequel.
It would be like a trequel, yeah. And then there would be like another 50 Shades of Purple, probably.
Recurring guests. There we go. We've got a recurring guest, folks. You heard it here first.
You never know. So I can start with my origin, which is I'm Irish and French. My grandparents were from Dublin, Ireland, and my mother's side from Montreal. Oh, and wow. Yeah, it's pretty cool, but also there's quite a bit of a fierceness with the combination. Hence, my parents did not stay together, you know, for a very long time. I do remember my grandfather, my poppy, and he was a typical Irish, you know, father of nine, and he had the barbershop. I don't know if he had the barbershop with the pole with the red and the white, and it kept spinning around and around and around.
Brilliant.
So cool, right?
Mm-hmm, definitely. My barber's actually still has it, and I've not been there since COVID because I had to start shaving my head. But enough about me. Let's keep going.
That's
awesome. Legend that is Wanda.
Well, it always reminded me of the North Pole. So every time we were going to my poppy's barbershops, like, is it Christmas, you know, because I was just a little wee thing. And so, yeah, so we all got our hair done at my grandfather's. And so during the course of my journey, I now know it was a blessing. At the time, I believe it was a curse. But at a very young age, I was diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis. And I was about three and a half years old. So I spent most of my childhood back and forth in with Sick Kids Hospital. I spent a lot of time with a lot of doctors and nurses, and I spent a lot of time in, you know, sometimes in wheelchairs, and you know, I spent a lot of time with these kids on the wards that I never knew if they were going to come back again. So I sort of grew up quickly, and I say it now as a blessing because I did go into remission at the age of 12, and I was able to walk again. So during those years of 4 till 12, I was in school at times, and then I was in the hospital, and then I was, you know, I was taking medications as a little girl. It was very difficult. I didn't understand it. I didn't understand the pain, and I knew that I was different. I was not the same as every other kid, because every other kid could run and walk, and you know what, they could do all these things that I couldn't. But regardless of what my health condition was at the time, I did anyway. You know what? I did it anyway. You can't ride, but I'm going to get on that bike. And I don't care how much it's going to hurt. I'm going to do it because I want to be normal. And so I never wanted people to know that I was in pain, or I didn't want their pity. I just wanted to be normal. And so anyways, I went into remission at the age of 13, and it was great. You know, I didn't have to, all of a sudden it just disappeared. And so I continued school. During the course also of my childhood, I was actually very heavy into art. I think it was my release and my escape from the pain. You know, everybody else got to go out and play and do this. And my father and my brother are also artists. So I would spend hours and hours sketching and drawing and painting. And I loved it. I had my own room. My art went into several contests. And, you know, I did win. I did have some achievements and credits based on my art. My teachers all thought I thought I was going to end up in Paris and become this Monet. You know, I really did that. I thought that was going to be my purpose because I loved it so much. So I did that. And slowly during my high school days, I was sort of, I went to high school in a different suburb. So we were in Montreal, we were in Toronto, then we were in Mississauga. We sort of got bounced around because we kind of had a dysfunctional family. My father married a few times. You know, that's a Pandora's box I'm not going to open today. Okay, so
that'll be for the sequel.
Yeah, that'll be for the sequel.
I do find it impressive that your father was able to get married a few times. I was amazed that one woman even agreed to marry me. So gotta give him props for that one.
Oh,
in fact, you got to bounce, go from different places in Canada, and absolutely love Canada. I've only been when I was 9 months old to go out. My granny and my granddad took me out to see family that live in Canada, and they still do. And that's where I'm hoping that my life takes me at some point to go to Canada. Well, absolutely. I keep saying to Alison, I'm going to retire in Canada. You can go somewhere else. But I'm going to Canada. Well, I need to get back to Canada. See my family.
We welcome you, Andrew, anytime. Okay.
That's my subtle plug for if you get a job for me, I'll be over in a heartbeat. So yeah. let's actually talk about Doc Entertainment. So how did Doc Entertainment come about?
Yeah, so I want to sort of get into that quickly because there's some things that have happened that it was a vehicle for me to actually, you know, create this enterprise that we have now. Going into high school, my first job was McDonald's. And I'm going to tell you something. If, you know, for all those families out there, parents, and you know what, their kids want to work, put them in McDonald's. They will learn everything. They will learn the respect, the discipline, the work ethics. They'll get the free Big Mac dinner. You know what? They'll get it all. And they'll get money for it. So McDonald's was a major triumph for me because I was going to school and I was, you know, working at McDonald's and it was very cool. Then there was a company that came to our school and they were called Junior Achievement Appeal. Mm-hmm. And what it was a company of companies who would sponsor kids, you know, in high school, and they would put them into a a very a business-like environment. They would choose enough of these kids to make a company, format a company. And you would have vice president, a president, a treasurer, the salespeople, the production crew. And this went on, right? So we had all these different companies made with all these different kids. Us, we're like 14 years old. It was the best time ever. And we learned so much. And we were competing against each other as well. Oh. So Sears Canada was our company. And I don't know how many thousands of dollars they put into us. But it was the best learning experience ever. And that's when I knew I had to get into business. That's exactly, my path on that. Now, moving ahead, I did have a couple of other booking agencies for music, and they did very well. Non-for-profit was for the healthcare industry, and we worked with hospitals and retirement homes, and we just worked with people who needed us in the healthcare world. The other was a profit company. We booked everything and everyone. Now we look at 2018. 2018, I'd gone through a few years of my rheumatoid arthritis came out of remission fiercely, and I almost lost my leg. Now, there were a lot of things that happened also with the experiencing the pain, not being able to walk. I lost my job. But I ended up getting some surgery done. You would never know when you look at me. You know, she looks fine.
You look fantastic.
Thank you. Now, I feel that enduring the pain that I have in my life, the abuse and all that wonderful stuff, makes you stronger. And you appreciate life. You appreciate what you have. And you're a survivor. And if I can get through whatever I got through, anybody can. So moving on to Doc Entertainment. So when I was, the operations were successful and I recovered. And then I decided that I needed to do something really important. My whole life, my predecessors, my doctors, my father, everybody who was involved with me, in friendship or professionally, they always said, you're very resilient, Wanda. You can just bounce back like that. And it's like, well, that's what it looks like. It looks like I can bounce back. But honestly, there are some trials and tribulations in there. So anyways, I thought, resilience. Music has always been the vehicle for me. Whether it's Elvis Presley listening to my dad, whether it's Led Zeppelin, which is like my favorite band in the entire world. I love Madonna and getting it on the dance floor and dancing to Vogue. It's all great. You know, AC/DC, it's any sort, even some of the rap music I love. So if I need a jolt or a boost, I will crank. You know, I'll crank Ozzy Osbourne if I need to. If I need to explode and get an escape, I will do it. So music has always been something that's always been consistent in my life. And so I'm thinking, okay, I have to stay in music. People keep calling me resilient. What kind of flower? Because I want to get into the environment. It's so important. And I'm trying to, save the environment however I can. And I thought, well, the dandelion is the strongest and most powerful flower. You can cut it, you can shave it, you can run over it, you can pop it. It's going to come back again. You know what? In the weirdest places, it's going to come back. You can do whatever you can, but it's not going to die. So I thought, well, what a great symbol. So that's where the doc came from, is Dandelions of Courage. It's all about resilience, change, resilience, huge. And also, to have the courage to fall and get back up again. It's okay to fall, because the only way we learn is if we fall down and we get back up. The only thing is we need to surround ourselves with people who are honest, that have integrity, people that believe in your vision. You have to believe in their vision, or it's not going to work. So that's where Doc Entertainment came from. It's a very powerful story behind it because it's my story. And again, it's you know, we need to keep the music for healing. And you could, even when you're dancing and you're going crazy, that's a healing effect. You know, it really is. It takes everything out of you. Your bills, you may still not be able to pay the bills. The sky might be falling, but at least you're having moments of happiness. And that's what we really are about.
That's brilliant. And I love the meaning behind it. It's so true and so accurate. I'm blown away by it. So how is Dandelions of Courage going to progress? What does the future hold for Wanda and our company?
So we're looking at doing some really significant campaigns. We've already rebranded a few times. We're going to continue to rebrand. We are also working with some rather large companies. Spencer Magazine is one of them. They're behind us 100%. And they're an international lifestyle magazine all about arts and culture. So I'm part of their team on that. And, working with Mark and Kirsty with Top Talent Promotions has been like a gift from heaven. They are, you know, such hard workers, and they really, really care about their artists. And also, of course, my dearest and respectfulness partners in Ireland and Florida, which is Seamus Traynor and Al Atkinson with the Mob Radio, they have been also a gift. So working with, you know, these incredible people, I can name a whole bunch of others that we've partnered up as well over the years, and that I've developed great relationships over the last 15, 20 years within the business. It's just been, you know, like Doc has been growing legs, and I don't know if I was ready for it to get, as big as it did in such a short time, but I'm ready. I'm ready to see where it's going to go from there. So yeah,
I are a survivor, and no matter how much it does grow, in such a short space of time, and it has, it's going to keep growing. And with you at the forefront of it, it couldn't have a better leader. And I mean that. You're strong, you're resilient. You entered the world of business at a time where, let's be fair, women weren't getting a lot of breaks. They still don't. And you're absolutely killing it. I've got nothing but respect for you, Wanda. Especially hearing even just part of your backstory. You need to come on again so we can hear even more about it.
Okay. Yeah, there's so much more. But you know what? I wanted to say one thing. I was thinking about this, I was really, really thinking about this deeply last night. And because I knew we were going to be on the show, I was very excited. And I think, you know what? There needs to be a lot of thanks to the fans and, you know, the people, the followers, the fans, the people who are, you know, they're following us, the people who have the integrity, the people who are watching us now and who actually care, and they care about what we have to say. We have to thank all of those people, because without them, we wouldn't be here today, you know, and I think they don't get enough credit. The families, the friends, the supporters, you know, we need to really thank them for supporting us along the way and for listening to what we have to say, whether conversation, or it's a new music, or it's an art exhibit, or it's, you know, any kind of event that we put together, the producers, you know, everybody behind the scenes. We wouldn't be able to do any of that without our supporters that are all out there. So I want to thank all of them, including yourself.
Thank you. And it's the same with any type of any type of performing art or any type of creative. You do need the followers, and you need the fans. Even if it is just the three faithful that turn up to my YouTube channel, without them, I wouldn't keep going.
Yeah. But
sometimes, and it's the same with any company, like, fans are just like the lifeblood for us. Like, quite literally, they don't pay, we don't eat. So, so I probably haven't said it enough in the last 11 episodes, but for episode number 12, to my fans, from the bottom of my heart, I really do thank everybody that has listened to my ramblings, especially even the pilots on YouTube for the 18 months beforehand. So I really appreciate it. And I really appreciate you, Wanda, for coming on. It's such a pleasure to speak to you. And I know that you've got other appointments. Like, you're a very hardworking and busy woman. I mean, I'm actually speaking to someone who has a schedule. Wow, this is like a big step up for me. So we'll do a couple of questions for round off. So the last question that I will ask you, and I ask all of my guests, is if you could give anybody one piece of advice to help with their mental health, what would that piece of advice be and why?
Okay, good question. One piece of advice. There are many pieces of advice that I would give them, but I think the most significant one is to let them know that they are loved.
Definitely. I think that is probably that's like the Occam's razor of explanations. The simplest one is the correct one. Just know you're loved and it keeps you going.
That's all we need. We all need to know that we're loved.
Nothing like a bit of Beatles reference in there. All we need is love. So we'll come to the final section of That Mental Ginger Show, which is soon going to be Canada's favourite segment, Ask Andrew Anything. And this is where, after grilling my guest for 23 minutes, that I will get them to ask me a question. It could be any question at all. It could be something as serious to, like, what's your darkest moment in life, to the most ridiculous thing of who would win between a horse and a shark. So, Wanda, do you have a question for this mental ginger?
You know what? I have a lot. I always have questions. So that's a great segue. Mm. Let's see. If there was anyone alive or have passed away that has shaped your life and challenged you and made such an impact on who you are today and what you're doing right now, who would that person be?
Well, for family,
one person,
I feel like I could do a family and I could do a celebrity. So for family, it would have to be my great uncle David. He lives down in England, and when I was growing up and I wanted to do performing, I never felt I had anybody else that understood that side. My dad's a painter, my mum's a secretary, and my brother was my brother. There was no one that was really involved in the arts, so I felt quite alone. And then I found out that my great uncle David, which is my grand's brother, was a singer, and still is a singer. And he's a very good singer. So highly influenced by Roy Orbison, you can hear it in his styles. And I could talk to him about how he played guitar, what gigs he did, how he recorded his songs, any stuff that he'd done with his family. And it was for a young child who felt like he didn't belong, it really made me feel like I was part of something. Celebrity-wise, it has to be Ringo Starr.
Oh,
for two reasons. One, I do like the Beatles, but for the main reason, I'm a massive Thomas the Tank Engine fan.
Oh,
and okay. when I was born and all those little years, Thomas was my favorite, and Ringo Starr was the narrator of the first two seasons, and he felt to me like he was the voice of my childhood. And yeah, but that's someone. He always has had such a calming, assuring tone when he was reading the stories, and always, again, made me feel a little less insecure about myself. And even now, if I'm in a really bad place, like I put on a Thomas the Tank Engine DVD or like look it up on YouTube and just hear that voice and you don't feel so alone anymore.
Yeah.
And I think that would be the guest that I would really want to interview if there was like a money's no object thing. Well, it would be Ringo Starr, because he was expecting to interview him about the Beatles, and I'd be like, no, Thomas the Tank Engine, please.
Well, you know what? They're still alive, so there's still a chance.
Yeah, well, at the time of this recording, like, he's alive and well, and I doubt that he's listening, but if we could get it to him, it'd be appreciated. Wanda, I know you have a very busy day ahead of you, and I want to say from the bottom of my heart, like, how much I absolutely adore you, even just in the short time that we've known each other, and finding out more about you, has been brilliant. You're such a strong, and relatable and lovable person, and I really look forward to getting to speak to you more at the Top Talent events, and just get to know you more as a person. Thank you so much for coming on to my show. It really means a lot to me.
You're very welcome. I appreciate you having me.
So until next time, my three faithful followers, I have been Andrew Durming. This has been the beautiful Wanda Ryan. So until next time, take care, stay safe. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.